Another Kansas City Chiefs player is making headlines. Not the one who won Super Bowl MVP, not even the one who is dating Taylor Swift. No, Harrison Butker, the field goal and place kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, is making waves with his speech. Here are my thoughts and how we should respond when famous people say things that impact the lives that we live. Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Pro-Life Guys podcast, a show dedicated to equipping you with the tools that you need to have compassionate and compelling conversations about abortion so together we can change minds, save lives, and transform our culture. My name is Cam. I am the host of the show, and it's not often that I get to do a show that touches onto the sports world in any way, in any kind of positivity. As those of you who know me can certainly point to, I'm a big sports guy. I am more a baseball, soccer, hockey kind of guy than I am a football guy, especially NFL. But you know what? This is an interesting opportunity to talk a little bit about sports and to be able to do so in something of a positive light, because I often go on rants, at least with the people around me, about how toxic so much of sports culture is. And the massive moral dilemma that so often goes along with being a sports fan, and understanding how often professional athletes do incredibly stupid and incredibly terrible things towards family or other people around them, whether it's because of sports culture inherently or whether it's because of you give anybody a crazy amount of money and a massive platform and very little accountability or training or preparation for how to navigate all of that that goes into being a professional athlete. And unfortunately, they often make some very bad decisions, like the rest of us. But in some ways, their decisions can be way bigger because of what they have at their disposal, that I don't make very many million-dollar mistakes because I don't have $1 million to work with. If you have hundreds of millions of dollars to work with, you can make gigantic mistakes. When you have a platform, you're often under a far more scrutinous kind of microscope. What am I talking about? Well, Harrison Butker, field goal kicker, extraordinaire for the Kansas City Chiefs, the guy who put up 4 field goals during their recent Super Bowl win over the San Francisco 49ers, recently gave a commencement address at Benedictine University in America, which is a Catholic university. And his speech, which was about 20 minutes long or so, sent shockwaves through the American media and American culture and all this kind of thing. Over 200,000 people have signed a petition asking the owners of the Kansas City Chiefs to void his contract and not let him be a place kicker ever again. And it came on my radar. A few people asked me about this. This is a few weeks ago now. And so many of you, I'm sure, have seen the speech already. I've seen a bunch of reactions because I'm a little bit tardy to the party on this. But for those who haven't, this kind of came on my radar because a lot of people said that Harrison Butker gave a pro-life speech, which I'm always a little bit interested to see what famous people say about the abortion issue. Some of them are very eloquent and very well prepared to give them. Some of them are very ill prepared and very cringy. And it made me think about an episode about what should we as pro-lifers do when famous people say pro-life things. And I think it's important to go through this somewhat methodically, because as pro-lifers can attest to, we have been in some ways burnt before, in some ways caught with our pants down. What do I mean by that? There have been lots of famous people that have said a lot of famous things, some of which have been pro-life. And I remember when I first got involved, actively involved with CCBR, it was shortly after Floyd Mayweather Jr., who was a very famous boxer, arguably one of the pound-for-pound greatest boxers of all time, from what I understand. I'm not a huge boxing fan. He said a couple of very pro-life things, and I went around championing Floyd Mayweather Jr. as a pro-life leader, which was erroneous. Floyd Mayweather Jr. has said a few pro-life things, as have other boxers, Manny Pacquiao, a number of other people. However, Floyd Mayweather also said it in the context of some very alarming and very disturbing things about what he would do to his girlfriend if he ever found out that she had had an abortion and likewise. And I have found time and again that it is worth first step of dealing when famous people say pro-life things is to get the context. What was actually said? And who is this person in the first place? What do I need to know about this person before I go to war over whether or not Kanye West or Floyd Mayweather Jr. or Tim Tebow or Harrison Butker are the kind of person that I want to rally around? Who is this person and what did they actually say? And often we can be very surprised by that. Obviously, we are all sinful people. We have all made terrible decisions. We've all said things that we shouldn't have. This isn't, is this person perfect? Because believe it or not, they're not. Unless you are quoting from scripture and words of Christ himself, the person you are citing is not a perfect person. And they have probably said some things that either warrant backlash or that you disagree with or other components that you should be familiar with and aware of before you just randomly start posting content and saying, oh, Harrison Butker offers a brilliant pro-life speech at the Benedictine address. I listened to the speech. As a Catholic myself, I think there's a lot of good things in there. I think it's a pretty far step to call it a pro-life address. He does identify abortion as one of the social ills in our country. He points out how ridiculous it is that Biden and other international leaders identify with their Catholic faith and go on to support abortion. Obviously, here in Canada, we have a very similar situation with Justin Trudeau, identifying as Catholic, but being radically supportive of abortion. And so there were a few touch points in the speech, but if I just go posting this willy-nilly, I am not going to be prepared for the conversations that are naturally going to come up in this case about his stance on the Latin Mass or about parenting ideals and lots of other stuff that I may very well agree with, but I may be woefully unprepared for if I get asked about the speech that I just posted on my timeline or whatever. And so be aware of that, not just for Harrison Butker, but also for others, Tim Tebow and other people who have said some really good things. And it is worth applauding and appreciating what they have said, but it's worth being familiar with what they've said. And the same obviously goes, though it's not the point of this episode, for those that have contrary points of learning a little bit about what went on around Colin Kaepernick, the dude that started the trend of kneeling during the American national anthem during football games. There's a lot of things that I hear about Colin Kaepernick that are wildly untrue. Even though I disagree with what Colin Kaepernick was doing, there are some things that I wildly disagree with when it comes to statements about him as a player, him and his character, what people perceived him to be doing. So do your research, first of all. Second of all, understand the setting and how this can be a platform or a leverage point for you in your conversations. I think that that's very appropriate. When people say famous things, this gives us an opportunity to engage our neighbor, our brother, our sister, our coworker, whomever it may be. This is one of the great things of having a gigantic platform is that people are familiar with these people and we are able to take what they've said and leverage it in our conversations towards making meaningful conversations. That when people are asking us about football or about celebrities or something like that, to be able to bring up in conversation a pro-life commencement address or a pro-life famous person, whatever, and use that as a vehicle towards a conversation about abortion can be really cool. But also understand where the heavy lifting should happen, that Harrison Butker is not here to love your neighbor for you any more than he is here to change the heart and mind of your neighbor. This shouldn't be a replacement for you, that this can be a springboard. This can be a catalyst. This can be an opening for you, particularly if you're not doing pro-life outreach, right? That it's easy for me while I'm on a street corner holding a sign that shows the reality of what abortion does to a preborn child to ask the question of a passerby, what do you think about abortion? That might be a little bit weird for you in your office job or at your dinner table or other contexts and situations that you might find yourself in. And so to be mindful of that and to allow these to be social lubricants for engaging in conversations about abortion, to not assume that it's going to do the heavy lifting instead of you or for you, but rather as a catalyst or as an open door to get into a conversation about abortion, after which point you can hopefully use at least some, if not many, of the tools that I've talked about here on the podcast before. Last thing that I want to encourage you to do is to reach out in whatever way, whether it's through prayer or whether it's through social media, and appreciate and pray for and thank and engage with the person that said the famous thing. I know that ARPA right now and Campaign Life Coalition Together are doing a big campaign around Arnold Viersen and his pro-life sentiments and things that he has said. Arnold Viersen being a Canadian politician, maybe not quite the same gusto and profile as Harrison Butker. No offense, Arnold. Arnold's a friend of mine. He has a platform, but probably not quite the same scope as Harrison Butker. But we need to appreciate these prominent people who have made pro-life statements or pro-life offerings and let them know that the silent majority doesn't need to be silent, that we can articulate our appreciation, even if it's only in part. Say that you are not Catholic. Say that you are concerned with aspects of his speech. You can make those known as well, but also offer those appreciative sentiments and gratitude towards somebody who is courageous enough to say things like that. Whether you agree wholeheartedly or only in part, to be able to show our support in that. Don't say, hey, I loved everything that you said. We had an interesting scenario like this at the Alberta March for Life that I spoke at a month or so ago, where there was a Muslim fella who spoke at it, who articulated during his speech that he was not fully pro-life, but that in the areas where he was against abortion, he was very, very against abortion, to go and thank him for sharing about that pro-life component and to acknowledge and articulate that I'd love to talk to you more about the exceptions to the pro-life worldview that you hold. I don't believe that abortion should be allowed when a mother's life is in danger. I think that there's a more nuanced and appropriate response to that to ensure that the mother gets medical intervention, as you can check out in one of our recent episodes. However, to articulate what you do agree with and what you don't agree with, and to thank them for what you do agree with can go a long, long way. So again, do your research, consume the content. Two, use it as a springboard towards meaningful conversations about abortion or other points of interest, not accepting that you have to defend everything that that person has had to say, but rather honing in on what you find interesting and then using it for a springboard that hopefully allows you to incorporate some of the other apologetics we've talked about on the show. And finally, to pray for these individuals, these groups of people who are offering these courageous statements, whether you agree wholeheartedly or only in part, articulate that appreciation to them in some kind of meaningful way, whether on social media or otherwise, to appreciate what it is that you do agree with and what it is that you do appreciate. And so those are a few quick thoughts on the Harrison Butker. I'm going to drop the commencement address in the show notes below. Check it out if you haven't seen it already. And please do check out some of the other content that we have on the Pro-Life Guys podcast. Thanks a ton, and may God bless you abundantly wherever you're at, however many hours are left in your day.